You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's safe to say, as far as elections go recently, the world has been pretty transfixed on the American one.
Well, yeah, and even their own locals there. What is it, a record for most votes for either party, most votes all round?
Yes, of course, because it's not compulsory to vote in America. It's voluntary, I think.
There's some scary stat floating around where it's a record turnout for the election in regards to votes. And it's still something like 25% of Americans.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
It seems insane, but I'm just saying that's kind of the amount of people that have not voted in the US before.
Wow. while the world has been kind of paying close attention to that election, and yeah, fair enough.
I'll fact check myself while I'm at it.
Good. There has been another one that has taken place in far north Queensland for the mayor of the town of Rockhampton. This was after the mayor incumbent, I think that's the right word, resigned after being found guilty of misconduct over a year ago. And due to a little loophole in the system, the person who finished runner-up in that election is now the mayor. His name is Chris Pineapple Hopper.
Fantastic. You ever been to Rockhampton?
No. Have
okay,
you?
Right. Yeah, well, now that I'm probably going to give it a further word, like wider berth, if there's a guy called Pineapple running it.
I reckon this guy's going to be a brilliant mayor.
Right.
I'm reading off a news article, and the opening line is, a quirky local bloke is likely to become the new mayor of Rockhampton.
Yeah, is he going to be...
That's the way you want your mayor described?
Is he going to be going to be sweet in his press conferences?
I don't know. he did say that he was asleep and was woken up by someone calling him to tell him the news that he was mayor, and gave his first quote to the press as, I don't really know what's going on here as far as it goes.
Wow. All right. Fair call.
That is the mayor. Isn't that just so far north Queensland as well? Like, you have some mayor who's like, he doesn't even know what's going on. His nickname's Pineapple. And, you can be in charge.
So who's going to run against him next time around?
Well, that,
Apple?
It's not Apple. They don't grow up in...
Orange.
It has to be another... Banana?
Oh, yeah,
they've
right.
got a lot of bananas up there.
Are you putting...
Can you imagine the next Queensland? You got to fill out the ballot. Who do you vote for, Pineapple or Banana?
Which one are you in favour of?
Look, I mean, I'm not a fan of pineapple on pizzas.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
That's
so
the thing. If there's Mr. Pizza that is up for the mayor... election
it's
next
far
time
north or- Queensland. I wouldn't put it past them.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to have to vote one way or the other, but definitely not both together.
Look, I think we can agree that if all the mayoral candidates in far north Queensland are named after food, the one that will win is Mr. Democracy Sausage.
Here we go. All right, so I've got the official stats from the US amount.
Oh, is this your... Okay,
here we go.
Yeah.
62% of eligible voters did vote in the actual election.
So wait, so out of all Americans, only 62% voted.
Isn't it mental?
And the 38%, wow.
Yeah, just whatever. A lot of people like Pineapple that didn't bother getting up.
If that stat was far north Queensland, I'd understand if your choices are between Pineapple and Banana.
Yeah, it makes a bit of a difference.
Mm.
Well, it's because in regards to council elections and mayors and things...
Yeah.
You don't have... That's not compulsory. It's the same.
Yeah.
That's how you end up with people like DJ Trumpy Babes and Mr. Pineapple.
Yeah. Trump isn't the mayor.
He's a little bit more powerful.
He's just a tiny bit.
That's it.
The president of the United States of America is perhaps just a tad more powerful than a mayor of some town in far north Queensland.
Yeah, well, there's no nuclear football for northern Queensland.
Not yet.
There's no...
Pineapple's in charge. Anything can happen.
There's no Rockhampton and rocket codes for, as far as I know.
I mean, he's in charge. Give it 6 months. You never know.
Simo and Jordan.
And how are the four wheels treating you at the moment?
Four wheels?
Yeah, your chariot.
Oh, my car.
Yes, the vesicle.
It's fine. Why? Whenever you ask me questions like that, I'm like, why? Have you covered it in duct tape or something without me knowing?
Not yet.
Hmm.
There's an idea, though. So it's all good. You obviously, it's relatively new and shiny.
Yeah.
It's about a year. How old is it?
Oh, Closer to 2 years now.
Okay, right. Do you celebrate its birthday or anything like that?
I should have done.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you celebrate a car's birthday?
Maybe go for, I don't know, drive through a mud cake? I don't know.
Next time I fill up with fuel, I buy the premium stuff. Just nice. A little treat.
I filled up yesterday. Nope. My little, what do I drive? I don't even know.
Use it even though I car, yeah.
It's a Corolla, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I'd filled it up with the, what is that, 94 unleaded? Is that the one?
I don't. Probably. I don't know.
The percentage of unleaded?
You go to the thing, you look, well, what's cheapest, and you do that one. Unless it's diesel, don't do that.
Yeah, I think it's 92, 94, 97 percentage of unleaded. It's percentage.
Anyway, this has been Petrol Chat. Brand new segment.
How have you found the roads locally, by the way?
Yeah, fine. There's a couple of little potholes on my street, which I've noticed.
Right.
But you can kind of drive around them, actually. There is one.
Yeah, how do you negotiate it?
Well, there is one pothole which is right up to like the on the edge of the road, and kind of because everyone's been avoiding it, we've all kind of gone off onto the dirt and then back on.
Yeah.
So there's like a nice little. It's like a chicane. As if you're you feel like you're a Formula One driver as you're kind of driving along the road, and then you have to go out and around and then back on.
Here he comes, taking the outside through the chicane now
at a very sensible 40 kilometres an hour on a local suburban street.
As someone that's not into the brum brum race cars, what's it called? The chicane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great word. Great word.
Sorry, I'm just imagining you as a commentator. Just you commentating the next Formula One Grand Prix. And they've gone through the chicane. Chicane. What a great word. Chicane. Simo, they're already at turn four. Chicane. So what's on turn four's a hairpin?
I'm going to name my kid Chicane.
Here is my kid chicane, my other kid hairpin. Oh, you're a Formula One fan. Nah.
No, they're just great words.
They're just fun words to say.
So the reason I bring up the potholes is because a man is completely fed up with potholes around his local.
Okay.
And what he's decided to do is plant little Christmas trees in the potholes.
In the middle of the road?
Correct.
Okay, potholes dangerous. Growing massive trees in the middle of the road. Also not necessarily the safest, almost convenient idea if people had to get down the road.
Here is why he did it.
I just, you know, I kind of was fed up. I needed to make sure that, you know, it got fixed one way or another. You know, I know I'm not the only person that has gotten flat tires from that area.
Like you say, it's hard enough trying to dodge potholes, dodging little Christmas trees.
Well, how big are they, like, blocking the road?
No, they're really small, so you could drive over them.
Okay.
It's going to be probably, let's say, so with him, he damaged his car, cost about $600 of the potholes he hit.
Ouch.
And if you added these Christmas trees in there and you drove over them, maybe you're going to, it'll cost you $620 of worth of repairs, I'd imagine.
Why? Because you'd have to fix the repair to your car and a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And you'd have to tell your kids, yeah, might have driven over a Christmas tree.
And, damage to your ego.
Yeah, that's it.
They're really small. They're tiny. Tiny little Christmas trees.
Well, like, for now, are they actual trees? Will they grow?
That's right. If they got left there, they would. But what's ended up happening is because there's little Christmas trees that have popped up all along his road to work, the council has been forced to...
Oh, act. Because, I see.
Because all of a sudden there's Christmas trees all through the potholes.
That's clever.
I guess, yeah. It is clever. I enjoyed it immensely.
I might just go to the potholes on my local street and add, like, not a Christmas tree because that's been done, but maybe, like, a fun word to say, like a chicane.
Different. What about different? You could get a fruit salad on the way to work if you had different fruit trees in each pothole.
Oh, I see.
And then as you drove to work, just pick a berry or two.
Well, wind down the window, grab an apple.
It's a new on the run. Breakfast on the run.
Grab an apple, grab an orange, or what's that, a pear tree? We'll avoid that one.
So here's when he went about planting said trees.
I waited till fresh early morning and did it on my way to work today.
So just a quick trip to work, planted a few trees.
What was this guy's name? Do you know it by chance or off the top of your head?
Where is he? Kevin. Kevin Martin.
Just imagine him. Kevin, why were you late to work today? Well, I was planting Christmas trees in the middle of the road. Fair enough. I have no issue with that.
Could you imagine as well if one day you're driving to work, there's suddenly little Christmas trees everywhere? You'd be like, I need some more sleep. I need to go home. We're going home. When we're turning around, we're not coming back.
Yeah, his next door neighbour, Derek or something, is like, why didn't you come into work today? Oh, I saw Christmas trees in the road. I felt a bit unwell. Yep, fair enough.
I felt a bit unwell. I didn't have a sled that I could take.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it is that time of year again. Australian consumer watchdog Choice has revealed its five winners slash losers of their annual Shonky Awards for 2020.
Choice.
Do you know what this is?
No. I feel like choice is that... It's not the little red heart tick, is it?
No, that's like something else.
That's on the little sides of margarine telling whether it's salted or unsalted.
No, that is something that Choice would look out. So what they are is they're the consumer watchdog. So any kind of brand that advertises something, they will go and test it to see if it actually does its job.
Is that Choice helping you buy better?
I think that's brand power. That's something else completely.
I'm getting my Aussie brands mixed up.
But a Choice would test whether that little Heart Foundation tick, whether the product that that tick was on actually helps, and whether they're kind of what it says on the label, whether it actually happens, that makes sense.
Sounds like they do good work.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've taken one for the team, testing out all these products to see whether they work or not, and have come up with the five products that they have given their Shonky Awards for 2020 that are just products that are just rubbish and don't waste your money on them.
Okay, so they don't work.
Don't work at all.
I'm interested.
I won't go through the whole list. I just wanted to mention a couple of them, though, because the list goes on for some time. One of which was the Pure Air 500 Air Purifier.
Okay, what does that do?
Well, kind of after, obviously, the terrible bushfires that happened over the summer and sort of because of COVID as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been looking for air purifiers to kind of help them breathe cleaner air.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, with the smoke that was around for the bushfires, it kind of deals with that 100%.
It's a win for the product if they can kind of batch that all together. Mm. Smoke from the bushfires and COVID, that's a double whammy if your product can solve both of those at the same time.
I don't think they help. COVID. I think it's just people concerned about the spread of COVID did this.
Right.
A lot of air purifiers work, however, not this one in particular, with Choice working out that they could not detect any difference between the air that it's beforehand and the air that has supposedly been filtered by this air purifier.
It's exactly the same.
Don't waste your money with that one, the Pure Air 500 air purifier.
It's a scheme.
Scam.
Scam.
Also, and this one got my interest because Simo, I would never use these products anyway.
Okay,
but I mean, I understand why they've got a very valid place in the household.
Right, which one? Toilet paper?
No, okay. I can confirm I do use that.
You know why it's got a valid place in the household?
It does have a valid place. No, it wasn't that. It's in the cleaning category though.
Oh yeah.
Choice has given the entire category of floor cleaners a fail, in some cases stating that floor cleaners can be worse than using just water.
All right. Floor cleaners.
Floors. Yeah.
Oh, is it like a chemical?
Yeah.
Oh, it's worse for the floors in regards to what? Eating away at them? Or?
No, it's worse as if just using water would get them cleaner.
Right.
Apparently, there's.
Well, that's stupid. They should have tested that.
I know they should have. And that's why Choice is testing to make sure.
That's ridiculous.
Apparently, some of the chemicals in there were so diluted in some products that it would not provide any benefit when mopping the floor.
So, does that give that company then an excuse to start packaging water as a cleaning product?
You've noticed a loophole in it, you've noticed a scheme in it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I might go do that after the show.
Simo
and Jordan's floor cleaner extravaganza 3000.
Yeah, it's better than all these other floor cleaners.
It's better than all of these and no chemicals as well.
People will be cruising through the aisles getting some pump water for the floor. It's like, what the hell?
Apparently, Choice has said, floor cleaner is a little more than perfume for your floor. If you want your floor clean, just use a plain old bucket of hot water. Save your money.
So they're going to change their branding. It's not floor cleaner, it's floor scent.
Do you want your floors to smell of orange? I mean, you can either wash them with orange juice floors. Or use this array of chemicals.
Floors by Beckham.
Oh, that's going to be the next thing. Celebrity fragrances. Katy Perry presents. Floors.
Yeah, celebrity floor fragrances. Oh, floor fragrances. Four to the floor. Evacuate the dance floor. There you go.
There you go. Cascada, they had one song to do with floors.
There you go.
There's a 2020 business and market opportunity.
Lady Gaga, I reckon, as well. She'd be in with a chance.
Why?
Oh, I just think that she's got the kind of vibe that would suit a scented dance floor.
Mm.
She's very... She, I mean, she's it'd smell like meat, maybe, but...
Yeah, I was going to go, like, yeah. maybe with her marketing, probably maybe crazy costumes yeah. would be the first one I go to.
Hey, that will.
Then scented floors.
Scented floors. The scent of a well-done steak.
Well, it wasn't well-done on the meat dress she wore. They were raw.
Very raw.
The scent of raw, slightly rotted meat that a singer has sat in for an hour at an awards ceremony.
What floor fragrance is this? It's very gamey.
It's Floors by Gaga.
Okay, how good.
2021 Choice Shonky Awards. All of these floor perfumes are probably going to get mentioned.
Brilliant. All right, let's make one. I think let's get it. We'll start with the floor cleaner, which is just water.
Yeah.
And then we'll start on the floor fragrances after that.
Right. Which is like, what? We'll just mix water with Lynx Africa.
Job done.
Simo and Jordan.
A super rare 100-year-old carrier pigeon message was found in France.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Phenomenal stuff.
Like, just this happened just recently?
Yeah, people were going for a walk in a French park, and then all of a sudden spotted at the corner of their eye a little capsule.
Okay.
And inside was... a message from that period in time.
Well, so carrier pigeons, so they had like a little thing that would attach to their leg.
That's right.
And
yeah.
inside that, there would be a bit of rolled up piece of paper, which would have the message on. Is that how, that's how it worked,
that's
I think?
That's right. It contained a message from a Prussian soldier over a century ago. Was you, obviously the carrier pigeon, sadly no longer with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, their life expectancy, not 100 years.
That's it. So... what I thought was, well, why don't I have a little bit of a look at... because obviously there's a position that needs filling.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe some pigeon jobs out there that we need to find some pigeons to fill.
Right.
And so I went into the disastrous world of pigeon breeding.
Have you?
Yes, I did a bit of research.
Okay.
And I have found a full-on society... dedicated to the breeding and development of pigeons that can be used maybe as carrier pigeons or to race.
So are you actually becoming like a pigeon breeder or you're just looking into this?
I'm just looking into it.
Okay. Because, Simo, I mean, I don't really feel... I feel a bit, you know, rude telling them, but we don't have to use carrier pigeons nowadays. You've got, like, phones.
You can use a text. Just flick off a text and away it goes.
Phones is a lot easier. I mean, you can still use the mail if you really want to do it that way.
But not as lucrative as pigeon breeding. I bring this to you now. The world's most expensive racing pigeon was sold this week.
Okay.
And it was sold for $1.5 million.
What?
Yeah, a $1.5 million racing pigeon.
It was sold... why is this pigeon... Is it the quickest at flying?
It's
or is
super
it the,
fast, yeah. It's
like a Usain Bolt of pigeons.
It's like a sonic boom. So its name is New Kim.
Okay.
It's a 2-year-old racing pigeon from Belgium. So it's got good... It's got good history.
Mm-hmm. If you say so.
It's European.
That's good.
As soon as you hear something's from Belgium, it's like beers, right?
Or chocolate or waffles.
Exactly. As soon as if you're going to pick a product, Belgium is always a good time.
Simo, kind of, this is going to make me sound a little bit naive.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about racing pigeons.
Yeah.
How does it work? Is it like horse racing? There's a track they have to run or fly around? Or how does it, do you know how it works?
I believe that there is kind of rings. It's a ring scenario. In the air, they're not racing on ground.
Okay,
they're not footmen. They're flying around.
Yeah,
and then they go very, very fast
through like an obstacle course, yeah, or do they just have to go? Do they have to navigate to somewhere?
Yeah, they have to do a bit of navigation.
All right,
and do it quickly. So this one, worth $1.5 million in an online auction, it sold. And the father-son duo that raised it, Gaston and Kurt, they are enviable amongst pigeon breeding.
Well, they're enviable among anyone because they just sold a pigeon for $1.5 million.
They've won numerous national ace pigeon titles. First place at nationals, so it's no wonder that their birds are sought at such a high price at online auction.
It's something that I've just thought of as well.
Yeah.
How do you tell pigeons apart? You just go, yeah, no, this is the good one. This is the, yeah, $1.5 million, here you go, and it's just some one that they just got off the street.
This is the quick one.
Yeah.
So it's worth mentioning, sold for $1.5 million, and now New Kim, the racing pigeon, has his own bodyguards.
Please tell me they're pigeons as well. Or like others that know, crows, I reckon.
Swans?
No, not swans. You wouldn't want a swan as a bodyguard.
Yeah, but they could look over stuff.
Yeah, so... but they're also very majestic. Have you seen bodyguards? No offense, yeah. But, you know.
That's true. I was just thinking, if you want to see things, see enemies from a long distance.
Yeah.
You can see over fences and stuff if you're a swan, because you've got really long necks.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to do that, get a giraffe. Or actually, why do you need to see over things? You're a pigeon, you can fly up and see them. You don't need the long neck.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a couple in the USA have given birth to their, get this, 15th child.
Holy hell. I know. What's the age gaps that we're dealing with?
So, well, obviously, the youngest one was just born a couple of days ago, very healthy and all that. Mm. The oldest one is 28.
Wow.
So a bit of an age gap there, yes.
That is a lot of work for Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
That's one way of putting it.
Yes. That is a lot of... What is she now? Is she a professor? That's a lot of reading time.
No, her name is Katri, and the father is Jay, and they gave birth, well, she gave birth to their...
So he didn't have to do much.
Well, I mean, he had his little bit of fun and then left.
Well, not just a little bit. 15, that's 15 times, Jordan.
Without wanting to get into the details.
Yeah.
But yes, the family, Maggie Jane is the newborn. Family says they are very blessed with their 15th child.
Blessed, I'll say.
Now, Simo, let me just run you through. So the first child, his name's Tyler, so he's 28, so he's a guy.
Yeah.
The second child was a boy. Third child was a boy. Fourth child was a boy. Fifth child was a boy. Sixth child is a boy. So on, so on, so on, so on. All 14 kids were boys.
No way.
Apart from this brand new one, Maggie Jane, who is the first girl.
Wow. So mum's really put her foot down there that she wants a daughter.
we're gonna keep going until we get a daughter.
It's like, okay.
And they probably didn't expect 15 children, wow. But there you go.
Does that mean if the oldest is 25?
28.
28. Does that mean that the newly born Maggie, mm-hmm. is she like? Does she already have nieces and nephews that are older than her?
That's a good point, actually. I don't know. Would that work? Yeah, I guess that could work.
Yeah, because her eldest brother could have had kids by now.
Mm.
So,
I mean, there's a couple that probably could have had kids by now.
Like the Christmas, there's going to be 100 years from now.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be logging on to ancestry.com. Very confused.
We are going to need a larger piece of parchment that we write ancestry on.
Who's... That's the niece. That's the uncle. Mm. Okay.
But, Simo, I was looking at this, and so the 15th child is a girl and growing up in a household of boys.
Right.
I sincerely hope this doesn't happen, but let's face it, kids are kids.
Mm.
There may be a little bit of picking on,
that's
do you reckon?
That's phenomenal. 14 boys.
Yeah.
That's an entire soccer team plus subs. You're only allowed 3 subs in soccer.
Well, there you go. Job done.
What's their last name? Give us a look.
Schwandert.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you've got German heritage. You would know. There you go. Try there. I've highlighted
it. Let me have a look here. Schwant.
Schwant
FC.
That sounds a cool name.
It's very good.
But Simo, yeah, I hate to think that there would be any picking on or anything like that, but you know, got 14 boys, some of them are still kids. There's one girl there. You know, there might be a bit of ganging up.
When she starts dating, Jordan? When she starts dating and you have to kind of prove yourself?
You know, I just thought of a brilliant thing. So, you know that I'm the fan of the TV show The Bachelor.
That's right. Yeah,
when it gets to sort of towards the end, they will meet the family. So I was like, oh, so who will be meeting? Oh, you'll just be meeting my brothers. It's like, sweet, okay. This is Tyler, that's Zach, that's Drew, that's Brandon, that's Tommy, that's Vinny, that's Calvin, that's Gabe, that's Wesley, that's Charlie, that's Luke, that's Tucker, that's Francisco, and that's Finley. And the guy's just like,
okay,
can you just go the one after you said from Tyler, just repeat them.
Yeah, they're on a Zoom call chain. Because you know how they're on when they do those hometowns in The Bachelor.
Oh, everyone's got their own screen.
Yeah,
it's like the producer's Bachelor, we're going to need a bigger TV.
That, and the brother is always the one that's like, oh, can we just have a bit of a chat, just you and me? Just,
yeah.
There's 15 of those.
And then they come back and it's like, yeah, I just want to have a little chat as well if I could. And it's like, they come back and then, I mean, who knows? They haven't said that this is their last child, so there could be more.
Oh, hell, she needs a sister.
It's going to take 14 more boys to get another girl.
Oh, my goodness. The mum must be amazing. She must be phenomenal, Jordan.
To raise 15 kids, it's certainly not easy.
Because she's never had any time to herself. She's always got someone else. She's brewing.
She's not a doctor, but I don't think brewing is the correct word. Beer brews.
Yeah,
I don't think babies do.
I couldn't think of any of those other words. Those
growing?
Those medical terms freak me out. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll stick with brewing.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.